Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here, especially this week when we're celebrating our 22nd anniversary of the show, heading off into our 23rd year, and we couldn't have done it without our good friend Cliff Inico, who's been hanging out with us now for a bunch of those years. He's an attorney specializing in small business issues, a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine, author of, 20, 30 books. Sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. The eBay's tax, seller's tax and legal guide. The crowdfunding book, that's his new one. That's an outstanding, important work. And he's our good friend, Cliff. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim. And congratulations on 22 wonderful years. You were a child prodigy, right? There were
no exactly
child
right.
labor laws
right out of junior high.
Show, right?
That's exactly right. Right out of
that's
junior
right,
high.
Man.
Hey, Cliff, one of the things that we've talked a lot about on the show here is angel investors getting funding, the different issues around that. I always tell people when they tell me they started a new business, they're looking for funding, I said, why don't you get your first funding from customers? Why don't you see if the dogs will eat the dog food? But eventually, a lot of people do want to get funds, or you might be asked to invest in a startup or something like that. Mm-hmm. And how you structure that participation is not only important, but it's become more multifaceted, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. Let's begin with some history here, because you've got to understand some history to understand what's going on now in this world. Once upon a time, maybe 100 years ago, there were only two ways that you could invest in a company. Either you made a loan to the company and you got paid back with interest, that's called debt, or
you, were the
you
bank.
Made an investment in the company where you put money in and you got a percentage of the business's profits, losses,
co-owner.
Whatever the business threw out. That was called equity, debt and equity. Those are the only two ways that you could put money into a company. Now, what happened over time is investors decided that they wanted to straddle the fence here. If you own debt, if you're a lender to a company, you know, the good news is if the company goes south, if the company goes bankrupt, you get your money out before anybody else
does.
If this company turns into the Titanic, you got the best lifeboats. You're in the first class there. You got the best lifeboats. The problem is if the company grows, you don't get to participate in that. All you get is your interest back. That's all you have when you're a lender. Mm-hmm. If you're equity, if you have a percentage, the good news there is if the company takes off like a bottle rocket, you get to grow with the company and you get filthy rich. The bad news is that if the company goes bankrupt, you're in steerage. You got the worst lifeboats. Mm-hmm. You're the ones that drown or then freeze to death like Leonardo DiCaprio did in the Titanic movie. Okay, basically, those are the trade-offs. So what investors want, Jim, is they want to straddle the fence. They want an investment where if things go south, they get their money out first, but if things really take off, they can still grow with the company. And a number of tools have been developed to help investors do that. There's preferred stock, for example, where it's stock, it's equity, it's an equity investment, but if something bad happens, you get your money out before, you know, the people in steerage. You're like in the second class lifeboats there. There's also something called a convertible note, which is a debt instrument. You're a lender to the company, but if things really go well, you can convert your debt into equity at some point and grow with the company that way.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things. Preferred stock and convertible note is how most angel investors invest in a company these days.
Is a convertible note the same thing as a warrant?
Warrant's more like an option. That basically says, you know, you will be entitled to buy shares in our company at a future date, you know, at a specified price. A warrant is another device, although a warrant doesn't really give you anything today. If you hold a warrant, you don't have anything really. You don't
but
get dividends. You don't get anything currently. You just
that.
Have a future right to buy shares.
But you do pay for that. There is a fee. There is something you pay for. You do make some investment for that.
Oh, yeah. You
All
do
right,
pay
so now,
for that. That's
now
exactly
we have
right.
this. Now we have this other vehicle called SAFE.
Yeah, let's talk about this thing. About you know, 5 or 6 years ago, a bunch of real geniuses at a company called Y Combinator. .com came up with this. And these are really smart folks, Jim. I mean, these are people who had 800 on their math SATs, okay? This is what we're talking about here. These are rocket scientists. And they came up with this thing called a SAFE, which stands for Simple Agreement for Future Equity. And basically what it – because here's the problem that it's trying to solve. The problem with preferred stock and convertible notes and all of the – and even warrants to some extent is – you've got to put a value on the company. You've got to if I'm buying a convertible note that's convertible into shares, we got to figure out how many shares I'm going to get
right
at that point. And that means we have to put a value on the company. And that is tricky for a lot of entrepreneurs. Yep. Number one, because it's expensive.
Right.
I mean, to get a proper valuation done costs anywhere between $10,000 and $25,000. A lot of entrepreneurs don't have that money
to do that. Let's make sure
let's
get back to the SAFE part, because I want to make sure we get that done before the end of the segment. How does a SAFE work?
Okay. Basically, what a SAFE does is it enables a company to give an investor an investment that straddles the fence, but without having to value the company. That's why I wanted to get into that valuation thing. Basically, what a SAFE is, it basically says, I'm taking your money now, Mr. Investor, and you will get shares in the company someday when we get our first round of venture capital financing done, but we're not going to say exactly how many shares you get right now. We'll handle that later on when that happens. That's basically what a SAFE does in English, where you're putting your money into the company, but it's not debt. It's not
You don't know how diluted your shares are going to be with a direct investment. You know what your dilution will be, or you'll know what happens when the shares are diluted if you agree to that. But with a SAFE, you don't know how diluted your shares are going to be.
That's correct. Exactly right. And they do that deliberately. And there are two major benefits that come out of that. Number one, the company doesn't have to value itself. And that's a good thing for entrepreneurs. Once a company is valued, once you put a value on a company, that becomes a bar that you have to leap over later on. When you put a value on a company, what that means is you really shouldn't be issuing shares at a price lower than what that value is. One of the biggest things an entrepreneur fears, Jim, is what we call a down round, a situation where you put a value on the company, but things haven't worked out the way you hoped they would, and now you have to go back to the market and issue shares at a price less than what they were, what you did
Cliff,
before.
Hold on that thought, Clifford. When we come back, Cliff is going to help us get into some of the good, the bad, and the ugly of a SAFE investment. After the break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.